Throw the money, design of the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than up the clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch.
You already know it's your boy Chance. Brooks in the house, Kezzo the Grace here. Be Yourself podcast. This, you know, this is probably gonna be episode 2. I'm saying, I don't know if we're gonna call them episodes because we did that last time and just got lost in the sauce. But episode 2, special day. Got the book wrong. Kobe, Mamba. I already know. So before we get into that, if you love Kobe, like, share, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Do it for the Mamba, at least for this episode. You can unsubscribe on the next one. Subscribe, like, and share for Kobe's on this one.
Or don't. Just stay around.
You should stay around, but you know, just if you need an incentive, you know what I mean? You can leave later. But we'll get into it. I let my man's say what's up, and then we'll get into it. I mean, anyone of y'all can jump off when y'all ready.
Yo, it's your boy, Kansas the Great. Hopefully you're not new here, so you know, you've seen the videos and whatnot, the shorts and whatever it is, of various channels. We all over the place. If you are, you about to see some, I mean, you finna learn something on this channel here, whether it be this one or the next one or the last one. You know, stick around, move around, look around. Maybe this one popped up in the algorithm, and it's the first one you've seen, and this months later after we did this one, and you know, cause or you know, who knows? But hey, trust me, you know, stick around, you'll find something for you.
That's facts. It's going down this year, yo. The content's gonna be flooding in. All right, yo, we're gonna keep the movie shit coming, and then we got some deep content coming. All right. So we need some real talk back. All right. It'll be clips. All right. It'll be clips. We got y'all. For all that low attention shit, we're gonna keep it snappy and colorful, as you can see.
Definitely. Some of y'all confused on what to say. Basically, that means we have a wrestling channel, we have a Marvel DC channel. So it's called Geeked Out Podcast. The rest of the channel's Wrestling Behind the Curtain. So you can find all those. It's all in the description box. So, you know, just click away. But you know, we got you for everything. So movies, TV shows, reality TV, wrestling.
Football season.
Oh, football season coming up. We still have something for that, but you know, we won't talk about that. People fell off, but you know, we'll be back to that later. This is about this moment, man, with my man Cobes, you know what I mean? So we're here. Rook, I'll throw you the point, you know what I mean? I'll be the two. Kenzo, you could be like I don't know the new cast, but you could be like, you know, you could be like Rondo. You know what I mean?
Point would be one. So this team, this is a very strange functioning team. If Rook running point, he's a point guard. It can't be a point guard and Rondo on the team. I don't know which team that's going to work. So yeah, I can run the three. It's okay. Cole played the three. MJ played the three. LeBron played the three. All the greats played the three. The swing, as they call it now.
You said Cole. He played some three, you know, because the NBA requires it. Right. Man wants to go down as the best two to ever play.
Oh, for sure. You say he played some three.
I mean, we can even get in that if you want to. Like, y'all know who I think the best is. But, I mean, we can get that now. We can do that a whole another clip of who's the best.
That's gonna run a tangent. Right, y'all gonna start war on the lines, man. All right, yo. Kobe Bryant, the man out of Lower Merion High School, yo. Dude came in. This is before LeBron's hype. Kobe's hype was real. It just wasn't, you know, number one overall pick real. But it's top 10 real. And it catches Phil Jackson's eye real. You know, Bulls, the Lakers organization, and that mentality carried over from Chicago of, you know, finding talent and being daring. Because they had Eddie Jones in L.A. Eddie Jones can ball. He was doing his thing. Pulling in Shaq. And you make this trade, yo, with Charlotte to get Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bean Bryant. And everybody's like, homeboy comes out, shoots an air ball. But you can see like what they were seeing talent-wise, just raw, naturally, immediately.
He caught Jerry West's eye real quick.
I mean, he's Jerry West. Dude, the dude should know.
Logo.
If anyone should know, he hasn't missed yet. All right, we can spend a few minutes patting Jerry West back for all the great moves he's made already in basketball.
Let me ask y'all a question real quick. I mean, if y'all a Laker fan, y'all should love this.
Oh, here we go.
This episode. If y'all not, then you know it is what it is.
We'll get back. And are you ready for this?
We'll get back. It's not even that bad. Have y'all watched Winning Time?
I haven't.
Okay, so we can't talk about it. I don't really like how Jerry West is portrayed in that, but all right, we could.
Well, that's part of why I haven't seen it. Heard a lot of that, a little back and forth.
Yeah.
Not too much of an accurate portrayal or some little sensationalized, blah, 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 blah. You know, the standard complaints. So, I mean, yeah, I've seen enough Lakers stuff, and, you know, these days, I don't go back looking at stuff from before I was born too much. I just left that one alone.
Word. Yeah. I feel the same way.
So it's been 3 years, rest in peace, since Kobe's passing. Kenny, what was your first memory of Kobe that you were like, oh yeah, just that dude, like I might be watching him?
Well, as a younger than you two guys, you know, Kobe was.
I'm about to say, it's not significant.
I knew you was gonna pop with that, so I took it. I held it up. Kobe was drafted the year I was born. I've been watching basketball my whole life. My dad used to take me to games. When the Heat really sucked, they was damn near giving tickets away. So before I was a Heat fan, because again, the Heat sucked, I was a Kobe fan. I was a Laker fan. If you know anything about this generation, especially a lot of us, you know, we player fans. So Kobe was one. Kobe and AI was my two dudes. That was all I wanted to be. I want that dog right there. That was what I wanted to be. And now again, if you know anything about me, basketball not my first sport. It's not my favorite sport. As far as like having it on TV all the time, it's my dad's favorite thing. So he was always watching it. My dad didn't like Kobe. And if you know anything, you know, households like mine, your father don't like something, it's probably going to be your favorite. So, you know, my dad didn't like Kobe. Before Dwayne Wade came in the league, that was AI and Kobe. So first memory was probably 2001 playoffs. Against the Pacers.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the finals? That finals? Oh,
come on, son.
I think that was right, like, cause so that was in June. My birthday's in May, so I was like right after my birthday. So I was like 5 or 6, and I remember just Kobe and Shaq. But I remember I think Shaq fouled out, and Kobe just dogged them, boy. And I was like, yo, this dude right here, we've been watching him for a long time. He gonna be dogging dudes forever. And he was dogging dudes 5, 10 more years after that for sure. So yeah, that's probably my first Kobe memory.
Is that the infamous when he went?
Yeah.
Yeah, that clip is crazy. Well, who got beef?
Done. 0-1. Who they beat to win the championship?
Who they beat to win 0-1? See, you're going to make me look dumb on there. Who they beat to win the championship? The Sixers.
Okay. That still cuts.
Yeah.
That still cuts till this day.
It's last time we've seen AI.
Yo, what? Yo, I'm not gonna say that.
Anyways,
you know what I'm saying, yo, that was real serious, because you know we got two killers out there on the court, and they're rookie of the year back to back. They were pretty much playing volleyball with, you know, the league, you know who owns the league, who got the league by storm. It's AI and Kobe, and they were really tight. And that relationship was cool because, you know, I met my brother-in-law around that time, and we grew up together. A big Kobe fan, big AI fan. Just like they had this brotherhood. You know, we had this brotherhood. And back then, you know, he had the 8 and the ugly Adidas, but I liked them. They had this like Matrix type thing to it. And I was like, that first crazy 8, which was re-released, by the way, is selling right now. Adidas is doing something with that. It was all right, you know, looking back at it.
Is that the Spaceship Jones?
But, yeah, the first one.
Kind of bulky, I ain't gonna lie. But so was the AIs, which I also had. So, I mean.
Well, I never.
But the AI felt like they're walking on
air. I've never owned a pair of AI, but, you know, we'll talk about that.
Oh, here we go. Time for him to plug that in. You got, I got you, bro. I got you. This birthday won't pass you, son. I got you.
That was like 8 birthdays ago.
Yo, that's on record. This birthday won't pass you. So there's a recording. This birthday won't pass you. I got you.
Let's go.
All right, yo. For me though, when Homeboy won the dunk contest, I mean, I saw them winning championships. This is the perfect team to me. He was the perfect to me Jordan replica. And the modern day Jordan replica for the people. That's why they have so many Kobe fans right now who like him over MJ. if MJ was as cool, and I'm sorry, yo, if he was as cool as it was to be Kobe Bryant, you know, it would be a landslide. But that's why there's a split in the fandom. And when he won that dunk contest, I was like, yo, scratch, just check every box off the list already. There's not going to be anything in the league that you're going to say that he didn't do before he's done. He stamped that shit. There's mad respect to him, you know, from there on. You know, this is attitude and his approach.
I think my first memory is probably along lines kind of what Kenny said was when he shot the air ball. The fact that he shot the air ball, came back to do it again. I was like, yo, my man has no fear. And we're talking about youngster, big moment, and like no pressure. I'm not saying I'm a psychic, but I'm just saying, like, I was like, that takes a lot to be in that pressure, to do that and not, like, you know, disappear or, you know, put your tail between your legs and walk away. Like, he was just like, I missed, so what, we do it again, let's go. And then
that was one of the most athletic air balls I've ever seen in my life.
And then he only got better. So that was like one of the moments that made me love him. And I've said this before, there's a we have our very first clip that I loaded on this podcast channel is the first tribute that we did to Kobe when he passed. So go check that out, y'all. But I said that before is I was never really an MJ fan. Like, obviously MJ is a GOAT, one of the greatest. We could talk about that some other time. But he wasn't my GOAT. Like, I actually like Scottie Pippen more. So when Kobe came in, Kobe pretty much became like what MJ was to everyone else. Obviously, we can talk about that now or another day. They're going to say, oh, well, you know, obviously because he did all MJ's moves and, you know, he studied them and they look very similar. Cool, it is what it is. You still got to do it. You still got to put in the work. You still got to, you know, say perfect it, and you still got to execute it. So, you know what I'm saying? Just like the analogy probably is trash, but you can take steroids, but it don't mean you're going to be swole. Don't mean you're going to hit home runs. You still got to do the work. So Kobe may have studied one of the GOATs, but he still had to go and execute it. So he became that. My second, even though we didn't do seconds, is I was privileged enough to see my man play. And I'll always bring this up because you don't really get too many moments like that. I see my man drop 61 in my home, New York City, Madison Square Garden. And if I'm lying, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to put it on my universe, but if I'm lying, I'm flying. I put this on Scraps. Y'all know Scrappy, no recipes, my dog, 11. Put them on Scrappy. We got into the joint in Madison Square Garden. Got my hot dog, pause. Got my soda. We see the warm-ups. Kobe doing his thing, right? I look at my lady at the time, you know what I mean? I told her. I said, he going to do something tonight. Like, he going to have a high game. Obviously, I didn't think 61. I'm not going to be LeBron and say that I knew he was about to drop 61. Nah. I figured maybe a good 25, 30, but it was going to be nice moments. I said, he going to do his thing because he looked like he ain't missing the warm-ups. Dude next to her, me on my right, was a diehard Knicks fan. Talking cash shit. Oh, Kobe sucked. Kobe ain't shit, blah, 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 blah. Cool. You know, we're going at it somewhat, but, you know, on a friendly level. Throughout the course of the game, as the points are adding up and the movements are crazy, and just watching him play, not only was this dude chanting Kobe, but the whole Madison Square Garden was chanting MVP for Kobe's in Madison Square Garden. It's crazy. One of the best.
All right, so he's talking about my hometown, all right? It is the Mecca of basketball.
My hometown, son.
And if you know about the Mecca of basketball, let's keep it 100. It is a stage. Playing at Madison Square Garden is a stage. Whether you are rapping, singing, dancing, all right, basketball, hockey, it is a freaking stage. And if you take the stage and you perform at a high level, you have the audience. No matter who you are. All right, we would have booed the hell out of Kobe most nights, but he was putting on a performance to be remembered, and there's not many 60-point games in MSG. Yeah, he had us. We're still Knicks fans. All right, we're still sorry and a little bit bitter, and it's orange and blue till the day we drop. But we're still Knicks fans. But we appreciate the moment, like Mecca of basketball right here.
Like a game, yeah. But yeah, that was a great moment. I went to LA to see him. Like purposely went to LA to see him play, but I think that's when he had the, I think either the pinky or the index injury.
Oh, he tore that shit.
Yeah, so he didn't play. So I didn't get to see him play. I think I fucking saw, no shade, but I think I saw Smush Parker and everyone else play.
Smush! Yo, he was, Smush was cool out in the ruck, all right?
I mean, he was all right, but he wasn't Kobe. But I was hoping to see Kobe. I was hoping to be like, yo, I saw Kobe in Madison Square Garden, and I saw him at Staples Center. But, you know, it is what it is. So, transitioning to the next thing. For me, I think as an older man and with kids, I think it was really dope to see him as a father and to see him grow. Because obviously you got the, everyone was like, oh, he's a dick. He's to himself. He doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't try to joke. Like, he's mad serious. But as he elevated to that next stage in his life, I think it was, you can obviously watch that because there's clips all over now. There's reels and, you know, there's motivational stuff, Kobe said. But if you see the way he changed when his daughters were there, it was just, for me as a dad, that was just a blessing to see. And, you know, it's a shame we didn't get to see more of that.
Yeah, it's almost like Gordon Ramsay. You ever see him with his kids? He's way, way, way nicer with adults. That shit's hilarious. I mean, you sign up for that, and I ain't gonna hear me crying for you. Oh. But the kids, he, you know, you're nice. You know, hey, this is what you did wrong.
You had me stumped. I was like,
How
we go from Kobe to Gordon?
No, because the comparison is real. I see what you're talking about.
I can make any analogy work. It's what I do. Anyways, so yeah. That's how I was seeing Kobe with his kids after, because, you know, we always know him as the Mamba killer. We know, like, he's friends with some of the other players off the court, but, you know, on the court, I'm going to kill you. And really, that's all you really, really see. Like, even if you know, yeah, again, some of these dudes cool with him, they say good. Paul Gasol talks great about Kobe all the time as a teammate and a friend. But again, we seen him talk to Paul, like, yo, you sure y'all friends? I don't know, dog. Again, I mean, I remember another memory, so you can just bring it up. I remember Dwayne Wade broke Kobe's nose. I think it was an All-Star game. He's like, oh, don't worry, it's cool, whatever. I'm gonna see you again. Man, I see some good Lakers versus Heat games over my time. Man, Kobe gave it a deal. I've seen D Wade have some times where, you know, again, that's one of the best defensive shooting guards I've ever seen. We can have that debate another time. He had some days where he had Kobe looking one way or another. Kobe, you know, dropped a little 15 with 15 for Kobe. That's a quiet night. Man, not that night. Man, next time he came back to Miami. See, I gotta pay you back for that bloody nose, dog. Still wearing the mask and all. Gave him my life. Dog.
That shit, a clip of Wade talking about that. That shit's funny.
Yeah.
Now, screw that. If you're gonna bring up Wade, it'll bring up that night in Miami. Lakers up 9, but Wade got a little hot and started pushing. And Kobe said, no, I'm guarding him. Man, Wade looked like he forgot how to play basketball for the rest of the third quarter. Y'all say, well, hold on. This is what Mamba mode looked like. Mamba mode, everybody talks about, you know, great game winning shots and stuff like that. No, it's that same thing Michael Jordan did while he had Pippen, and here comes the third, fourth quarter, and it's like, yo, look, you're a great defender, but I'm supposed to take on this challenge. I'm supposed to close the game.
And I'm going to be talking to you the whole time.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on as he got older and seeing him with you know, rest in peace, Gigi?
I mean, as he got older, I never felt like he was a dick. Let's start there. Like, I grew up around sports and a lot of competitors, and I'm competitive my damn self. You know, you could be honest with your teammates. Sometimes you got to talk to them a certain way. The same thing in the house is called tough love, and he was about that. It's time to work. It's time to fucking work.
I'm glad you brought that. So go. So make sure you defend me with me in the chat. In the group chat.
I got you, bro.
Glad you brought that up.
You know that, man. You know, I had a lot of respect for him. And then, you know, I wish I could have met him, but just that respect elevated even more for somebody that you don't truly know, but you know what you know of them. In retirement, him as an ambassador to the game, and him as an ambassador to women's basketball and other endeavors. I mean, Body Armor is hot. It's killing now. Get your Mamba flavor. Get that 24, that purple one.
That's actually good. Actually good.
Really good. What he meant as a girl dad, because everybody's wondering, like, how is he going to, he just keeps having girls. So, like, they can ball, too. They can love the Both game, killers. Too.
Don't matter.
That's actually he really can inspire mentioned, everybody.
The ambassador for the women's game. If anyone know me, I'm like a glutton for sports. Oh my! I watch everything. Formula, name it, I watch it. But really, honestly, watching WNBA, which again, I watch a little bit of it, not too much. I ain't gonna lie. But college women's sports, I don't watch. I it's probably like because NCAA, that's just football for me. I watch March Madness, college basketball come around, but women's college basketball, it's not just about gambling. That's a good part, big part of it. But March Madness is just where the epic stuff happened. But honestly, I can't pronounce her name. Sabrina, how you forgot? She was Oregon. So yeah,
Sabrina played for my New York Liberty.
Yeah, she played for Liberty now. Their relationship was crazy dope to me. So that's actually that was actually again. Even though I do love sports, I watch sports a long time. I tell my girl this all the time. Part of the reason why I watch sports instead of reality TV is it's like real life stuff. You could see like it's real. It's not fabricated. You see relationships happen, and that was one of those things you seen. Because again, not to say Kobe, you never see a Kobe fan complain about, I met Kobe, it was not a good experience. But for a professional, she wasn't a professional yet, but for an athlete like that to be a Kobe fan, I think that's the first time I've seen another athlete that wasn't like in the NBA that was a Kobe fan. That was like one of us, except, obviously she was a girl, but it was like, that's how I would have been if I was a baller. Obviously, I didn't play basketball, I played football. If I was a baller like that, I got to be the Mamba. Oh, yeah, I'm going to show out, and I'm going to show everything he done taught me. What you talking about? I do think that was really dope. Glad you brought that up.
Oh, yeah, female women basketball fans, like mad ones. I feel like he was going to help get more eyes on the WNBA. Because let's be clear, like, I don't really see any. I think maybe LeBron does it somewhat now or a little bit, but I really don't see any.
See a couple of the players that go to games, but like,
yeah,
that's not
but no one really.
Dame and them dudes, Dame, LeBron, D Wade. They're at the games. I mean, all of them, they're trying to do what they can. The league's still growing though. We saw some guaranteed contracts, and we saw some of the biggest contracts in WNBA history the last 2 years. So that's pretty good. And free agency is a thing in WNBA now. That it's growing. It's coming.
They might catch me if they bring back the Miami Soul. I wouldn't mind going to some games. I ain't gonna lie, especially for the low.
I feel like Kobe was helping that because he was
Miami fans can't go to games. Y'all at the beach, y'all dancing salsa, y'all on.
Hey, beach games look pretty occupied to me. They just don't go to Dolphins games, but that's another conversation. What another day? I'm not going.
Yeah. I mean, not much to talk about because obviously we're not NBA players, so we can't give you the cold moments. But as people that love Kobe and the Mamba, this is some thoughts that we have. Is there any parting things you guys want to say about it? Because obviously, like I said, we can't go too deep because I can't say, "Oh shit, I remember Game 7 versus Portland."
I mean, I could, but then we'd be here all day. I mean, I could do that for a lot of things. That's not really, conducive to we chat. Let's keep this short. I do. It's like closing points as far as again back to that Mamba mentality. It don't mean like you got it. Like Rook said he never seen Kobe as an asshole. And if you ever been my teammate in any sports but golf, I'm the pushing type to keep it PG. So I definitely understand what that means. So definitely be that Mamba in your life. Like it don't gotta be just talking to people. College. Push others. Iron sharpens iron. I'm a big fan of that. Just who you are, who you hang around with. So if you're around you, if you being a Mamba and you putting you on point, you putting your boys and your people on point, it keeps growing. I think that's part of the reason why I do think Kobe would have grown the women's game because that Mamba mentality and that girl dad part too. Because if Gigi really was like it, and if you want your people to be in the best situation possible, and I don't. Again, don't know Kobe personally, but from what we know of the man, I don't think he would just be like, "Yeah, here my money. You could live off this." Nah, you you finna go and get it too. I'm a Razor killer, and killer finna happen. And it looked like it was well on its way. It's a shame we don't get to see that. It's a shame we don't get to see a lot of things. It's, you know, that's just the nature of the beast, so to speak. So, yeah, definitely be that Mamba in your real life, your everyday life. Don't just be like, oh, I'm not an athlete, or you give it up, not, or anything like that. You can still be a Mamba doing whatever you do.
Rook?
Answer? Oh, all right. Yeah, I got to piggyback the Mamba mentality.
Cool, sir. I'm the closer.
Man, all right, bro. It's fourth quarter for you. I got the third quarter. I'll piggyback the mentality, man. That's so important to me. Like Kenny said, you know, out just in your life, sports is just that. All right, all the trials and tribulations you see throughout the course of a season, that's the course of your life. High school, any type of school, work, career, until you find your way, until you reach your peak, your summit. Exactly. Your personal achievement and championship, like that's you. And that mentality just means a certain focus needs to be put when it's time for you to work. When it's time for you to put in that work that for yourself, for your goals, yeah, that switch has to flip. All right, they gotta see a different version of you, because this is something that I can't lose at. All right. This is something I won't accept anything less than perfection with. And you take that shit into everything that you do. And Kobe did that. The second he got off the court, he hit the ground running. He got his hands into every bit of business outside of basketball and kept that same mentality. And he talks about it. So, you know, keep that. Be your first set of motivation.
All right, my man won an Oscar. Closing out, but I do agree with everyone you said about be the Mamba in your life, and if not for yourself, for others. Literally posted that today, something to that effect. I said, keep hungry and driven people around you. You're the company you keep. Like, this is facts. You know, you hang around killers and driven and motivated people. You know, I would hope that it's going to make you driven and motivated. You hang around people that just eating hot dogs all day, ice cream, playing video games all night, not doing anything, then you might end up kind of like that. But definitely miss the Mamba, miss Kobe. I find myself, I mean, I obviously got the book on Amazon, I think $8, some Kobe quotes. I want to check that out. But I find myself, you guys see, because I blow up the group chat, sending mad Kobe clips and shorts and reels and interviews. I just feel like at my stage of life, like where I'm at now, which was obviously the motivation to bring the podcast back, because I feel like we are of that experience and that generation to try to guide the next generation in. I feel like I find myself watching a lot of Kobe clips, trying to stay motivated, because, you know, my man's was that guy. So, love you, Mamba. Miss you. Love you, Gigi. Rest in peace to both. And that's pretty much all I got for y'all. So, hopefully y'all like, share, subscribe it. We here. Try to get a little more happier. This is your day. 824. Copes. Be yourself.
I still say Mamba when I shoot. That's all I'm saying. You feel me?
I do too. I got a clip on that Instagram. I actually got 18,000 views. That was great.
It's better when you say to Kobe.
Kobe.
Shoot that fadeaway.
Through the money, designer, the drip. Don't got a cap on my spirit. Let's get bet on myself.